Okay, we're learning halachas of Natilas Yadayim, and we're learning the halachas of the water. And one of the dinim of the water is that it has to be roi l'shtia. If it's not roi l'shtia skelev, then it's pasul. The most common manifestation of that din would probably be if you're seawater, and you know you're at the beach maybe, and you want to wash with a cup, so you can't use the water. That's so salty that it's not roi l'shtias kelev, and it's actually pasul for Natilas Yadayim. There, rather, you could be toivel your hands, because there's another method to prepare your hands to wash a bread meal, and that's tvila. Then it gets into which bracha you make when you do that, which we're not learning now. But al kaponim, that water is pasul. Now you get into different kinds of shilas that come up. The Prima Gadim actually says a chiddush, I think it's a chiddush, that if the water has a blias iser in it, and it's not roi to eat, I'm thinking now, if it's not roi for a person, mayim megulim, for example, is pasul. So the Prima Gadim brings down mayim with a blias iser is okay, because the mayim itself is okay, it just has a blias iser in it. But now as I'm saying that, I'm thinking, what does he have to say that for, and why is it a chiddush? It's roi lekelev too. Mashenkin mayim begulim is really not roi lekelev too, it's just he doesn't have the knowledge or the intelligence to refrain from eating it, but it's not roi lekelev too. So why is that brought down as a chiddush, the Prima Gadim? I don't know. Water in a bathroom is okay to use. I'm not talking about now washing in the bathroom. That's a separate topic. But akoponim, the water, the ruach, even if there would be ruach ra in our bathrooms, it doesn't latch itself onto the water, and therefore that's certainly legitimate to take it outside the bathroom, you know, fill it up in the bathroom and take it outside and use. Kolshkein, that it's questionable if our bathrooms b'chal have a ruach ra. So as I said, the most practical mayim begulim, maybe you can make a case that nowadays if so many people are not makbid, so maybe it's totally in the person. So I guess seawater is the most, or if it's just ma'us and it's saruach and you can't drink it because of impurities in it, then no one would drink it, not even a kelev. At least the Shulchan Aruch says not roi l'chilas kelev, so it can't be used in a Natilas Yadayim.